is Armed American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the CAR Firearms Group Studios.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance. Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
The Roundtable. Third hour of the broadcast already. I mean, flying right by. Coming to this, I'm not post-SHOT Show. I don't know what that really means. We were broadcasting remote from the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show last week in Vegas, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I had to travel to get out there Monday and had to travel to get back on Friday. Had an experience on Friday of some idiot delaying our flight because he wouldn't comply with the Southwest personnel, and they had to take the flight back to the gate. So I got to witness that. You'd see that on TV all the time, and I got to experience that firsthand. Real jerk, but regardless, whatever. I guarantee it was a long bus ride back to Atlanta if he's still not sitting on a steel bench somewhere, which is where he belonged. In the meantime, that previous hour of Armed American Radio presented to you by X Insurance and the CAR Firearms Group Studios on the Lead Slinger's mic was fantastic. I was speaking with Russell Stewart, the owner of the only gun shop in Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills Guns. I had the unique opportunity to become fast friends with Stewart and talk to him in person and had dinner with him. And then we got to spend a few hours one-on-one together, enjoying some time and some conversation as we were staying at the same hotel. And you will be hearing, I just was texting back and forth with him. I had a lot of questions I couldn't get to. Time got the best of us. One of them, is there a range there where people who come in and buy from him can shoot? And he answered the question, and I won't steal his thunder because he will be back on the show maybe next week. But we're going to have him back to answer a bunch of questions. Greg down in Dallas, before we go to the illustrious Roundtable crew, I wanted to bring you in here. I wanted to hear your thoughts on that segment and also give you an opportunity, because we mentioned a couple questions coming in from the chat where people can participate and get their questions asked if we can get at them. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So real quick, chat information, if you're on Telegram, Armed American Radio Conversations, hop in there. It's an open chat. I'm the admin. We're a pretty chill group. I had questions I wanted to get to as well. But we can always save that going forward. You know, California has a bunch of restrictions, you know, mag capacities and stuff like that. And, you know, just the overall air of people when they come in and then their experience of what they thought compared to what their experience was and what they find out to actually be the truth. Because I know a lot of people in California have this idea about 100-round drums and 30-round magazines and assault rifles and all this kind of stuff. And I was actually shocked to hear about the approved weapon list. Was that what it was called?
Yeah. And it's the California list, as you know. California compliant is what we refer to it as here.
Yeah, and how, you know, they take so many firearms off per firearm that is on there, and that just sounds just idiotic to me. You walk in a gun show here in Texas, and everything you want is pretty much there, with the exception of stuff that the ATF thinks that you got to pay extra money for.
Yeah, Russell was telling us if you add a gun to the list, three have to come off. And, of course, the eventual mathematics, it doesn't take a trig degree to figure out that eventually you'll be down to zero guns.
Yep.
And that, of course, is their ultimate goal. Hey, you want to add a new one? Take three off. Why? What does that have to do with anything?
Yep.
If you want to add the P365 SIG, why do you have to take three others off that are approved? Obviously, they're approved because they're on the list. Again, this is the games the commies play in California. And I got to tell you, God bless him, man.
Yeah.
For doing what he's doing and changing some minds. But it was really encouraging in our private conversations to know that some of the individuals who, you know, listeners, you know them, you, some very famous people who come in and say, hey, I have to do this. But then he goes a step further and says, wouldn't it be great if you stood up and said something about it? Imagine the minds that you could change.
Yeah, and
he's working that angle. God bless him for that. He's had some success.
I just had the thought also, because when Jessica was on the other day, she was talking about the limited amount that North American Arms, I think, sends to California just due to the California compliance idiocy that they've got to pay for. If my understanding was correctly, they've got to pay a certain amount for a firearm to be available there.
Yeah, therefore, there are only two guns that North American Arms makes that are on the California list.
Yeah,
it's not worth it for them to go through the process.
Any other state, I bet every bit of their roster of their firearms is in a lot of other states.
Yeah, it was really something. If you missed that interview, if you're just joining us, I'll have the podcast up for you just as soon as the show is over. Make sure to tune in. It was quite fascinating. I want to thank Alan Gottlieb for the first half of Hour 1, AWR Hawkins for the second half of Hour 1, and, of course, Russell Stewart, owner of Beverly Hills Guns. He will be here on a regular basis from now on, and we will bring him in the roundtable. I know there's been some chat about that. You can count on that. When we have room and space, he will be here to fill in. We might even make it four at one point. He is so fascinating to talk to, and so many other questions. But it's just amazing show so far. Let's get to it. Let's start with Justin Moon, who I just had the opportunity to spend some time with in Las Vegas. Justin, welcome home. And it was great to be able to sit across the desk from you in the portable studio and have you face to face, my friend. Great to be here with you. Thank you for being here today.
Hey, Mark, thanks for having me. We had a great time in Vegas.
We did, and we'll talk a little bit about that coming up. For those that couldn't make it, I want people to get your perspective, and as the CEO of Carr Arms, what you thought about it as a manufacturer, because it was a very unique show this year. Before we do that, let's go to Brad Primo, CEO of Lead Slingers Whiskey. Brad, we missed you out there, brother.
How's it going, Mark?
Going great. We could have used some of your product out there, I can promise you.
Yeah, I've been to Vegas a few times. I think I got my fill.
All right, Brad Primo, CEO of Lead Slingers. Let's go move over to the left on the other end of the table. Neil McCabe from Parts Unknown. How you doing, Neil?
Phenomenal, Mark. And I am way on the left of these hardcore right-wingers, but I'm happy to be with you.
Okay, and you're also losing your Boston accent while we're at it. Let's just start there. All right, let me start with Justin.
Go ahead, Neil.
Go ahead real quick.
No, I just want to say that SHOT Show is fantastic, and I'm glad it still exists. And you know, the NSSF has really stepped up. It was really kind of the weak sister to the other gun rights organizations. But as the NRA has had its internal problems, and really it's been taken out by by Democratic prosecutors and its own mistakes. But the NSSF has really stepped up and held the line in these difficult times.
They certainly have. And let's talk about that briefly. Justin, let's start with you because you were there. Your thoughts on what you witnessed in Vegas as compared to other shows? It was very interesting. Go ahead.
Well, you know, we all support all the gun rights groups, including the NSSF. But, yeah, there were a lot less people there than normally come to SHOT. That's the truth. And, you know, the mask mandates in our group, in our industry, it really doesn't fit. It didn't go well. I certainly didn't like the mask mandates. You know, I think as a show, NSSF should consider that, you know, we should really be supporting states which are pro-gun, like maybe move the show back to Houston or Florida?
Yeah. Well, there's been a lot of talk about that. I don't know what the contractual obligations are, but I would certainly like to see that. It would be nice to do. But when you get down to the nitty-gritty, people like to be – there's things to do in Vegas when you get done with the show that you can't do in Orlando. That always comes up on the NSSF questionnaires. While they would love to have it back east, it's ease of travel, the lack of time zone changes. They say it's kind of boring. As I get older, I couldn't care less about being a vegan. It doesn't mean anything to me. It's just a lot of travel and a lot of time zone deal, but you're right. And listeners, I want to point out, Justin and I were meeting with Rick Lindsay, the CEO of X Insurance, when we got, should I say hassled about our masks? Not wearing them, but is that a safe word to use?
Well, I call those mask enforcers mask Nazis.
Well, there you go. And coming from Justin, I would expect nothing less. But you schooled him for a good 20 minutes while we were talking with him, you know, about the unconstitutionality of it. And, you know, you made it clear, look, I'm not going to be a jerk to you, but what you're asking me to do, do you think it sank into him?
Well, I don't know. It's medically, it's been proven that the masks are bad for your health, especially if you're wearing them all day at the cost of masks. a cotton mask. You're breathing into it. Bacteria gets stuck in there. Bacteria germinates in there. And so it creates a very unhealthy environment for your body. And it has shown also to cause a number of, you know, medical conditions like skin rash or inflammation of your eyes and other conditions, which could be potentially threatening to your health. And so the medical science is out. The research is out. Masks, not only do they not work, they are a health hazard. And that, you know, you have these Nazis going around telling people to wear them. This is, you know, just bad.
Yeah,
policy.
Checking your badges and threatening to throw you out if you didn't. And Justin schooled him. It was a lot of fun to sit and watch. Rick and I sat there and smiled while the guy got an education from Justin Moon, CEO of Carr Arms. When we come back, we'll flip the table over to Brad. We're going to start going around the table and start talking some current events. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million. That's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
As if you couldn't tell, this hour is going to buzz right by. We're already down one segment. That was incredible. Greg and I, during the break, just thought, good heavens, segment one down already. So buckle in, please. It's going to go quickly. Let's start with Brad Primo. Brad, as I bring the show to you tonight, as you join us here, there is breaking news now of another cop shot in D.C. New York is a mess. This is getting worse and worse every single day. And I want to talk about some uncomfortable aspects of policing today, because Brett, you were you're an ex-cop, correct?
That's correct.
How long did you patrol the streets?
A little over 6 years.
Okay, long enough to know, right? Those who know, and you know. So when we see what happened in New York, 22-year-old cop shot on a domestic call, I don't know what happened in Washington yet, or when we see cops shot and killed at traffic stops, doing their job, it makes me sick to my stomach. And then on the flip side over here, I see the New York cops, and I've lost count of how much footage I've seen, of cops throwing 4- and 5-year-olds and their families out of restaurants for refusing to show vaccine passports. And the latest one I saw was a 9-year-old little black girl being taken out of a museum for refusing to show law enforcement her vaccine passport. And you get torn. And while we love our cops and we protect them and we don't want them harmed in any way, shape, or form, it pains me to see this other side of policing today. How do we put this together?
Well, I mean, there's a few things we got to remember. I mean, first and foremost, I would say, and to any cop that's out there listening, you know, I got your back, but at the same time, you know, the most important thing for a police officer to always remember is that his first and most important job is protecting the constitutional rights of the people that he's serving and doing what is right by the Constitution. If you don't know, if you don't understand what the Constitution says, and if you don't understand what the courts have said when it comes to personal rights and individual liberties, you really have no business being in that line of work. And if you see people's liberties as an obstacle to what you want to do, you need to go ahead and turn your badge in and find another line of work. That's probably my first and foremost. Now, I don't know all the details. I did see I saw a picture of the incident you're talking about up in New York.
Right.
I don't know the details. You know, that's one of the things about police work that's pretty tough, is that, you know, a lot of times the public makes a snap judgment about what you did when they have, you know, a tiny slice of the information. Now, you know, there are two things that could have happened, at least two things could have happened. You know, they could have been enforcing some sort of mandate and, you know, unconstitutionally removing a person, you know, basically unconstitutionally targeting a person because of this ridiculous mandate that, you know, really has no place in American society, in my opinion. Or it could have been an instance where the restaurant owner or manager is the actual bad guy in this, saw this girl without a vaccination or something like that. He calls the police and says, I want this person removed from my restaurant. In that case, the police really have no choice, because this person wants you off your property, like, you got to go. So I don't know the whole case. Unfortunately, my gut is these guys probably were enforcing that stupid mandate that they have up there. And I would just say that, you know, those guys need to sit back and think about what they're doing. They need to talk to, you know, if they have an attorney that they can talk to and find out, like, what they can do to basically keep their job and also not have to follow this unconstitutional mandate. I understand these guys are put in a rough position. You know, they're going to be put in a position where, you know, it's either you do what we tell you, or we're going to take your job from you. And if you got kids and a family, you know, that you have to provide for, that's a really, really hard choice for any man. I don't care who you are. So I sympathize with those guys. But at the same time, at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, there is a right and there's a wrong. And the right thing to do is always side with the Constitution.
Yeah, it's between a rock and a hard place. Neil, I agree with Brad 100,000 gobzillion percent. And we're seeing this dilemma faced more often than not in big blue cities where Democrats are forcing unconstitutional edicts on their people. And the cops are the ones that are out there being forced, if they want their jobs, to, you know, police these mandates and so forth. And it's got to be a very difficult position to be in when all you've wanted to be as a cop, you've gone through all the training. And 2 years ago, you would have never thought you found yourself in this situation, Neil.
Well, you know, the law enforcement, like all institutions, like all communities, has factions. And, you know, we tend to look at it as this monolith, like they're all the same. But the fact of the matter is that many police forces are heavily unionized. And those unions are tied into the political machines that run that city. And in some places, that isn't the case. And that's why you have some group of chiefs of police will say, we have to get guns off the street. And then there's another group of chiefs of police who say, hey, we've got to protect gun rights. And you're seeing that, you know, with sheriffs, who many of whom are elected, most of them are elected. And they're saying, hey, like we saw in Virginia, right? We're just not going to obey these laws because we're elected by our constituents and we're not going to enforce laws that actually infringe on their rights. And it's a very difficult situation. It's, for police officers, you know, it's also important for them to, you know, to come home at the end of the shift, right? Police officers are not soldiers. Many of them were soldiers, and everyone respects that. But at the same time, you know, police officers don't go into I presume that the good ones go into law enforcement because they want to protect their neighborhood. They want to protect their community. They want to be a force for good in their community. And it's just terrible when they don't come home at the end of the shift.
Yeah, it's awful. It's terrible. And we hate to see these stories. It's getting worse and worse. The police unions in New York are incredibly upset. I do not remember the gentleman's name. Forgive me for not having that in front of me. It's just something that I remembered as this discussion is progressing, who was incredibly irate over the policies of the new mayor coming in, Eric Adams, a cop himself, who is continuing this left-wing nonsense and supporting, apparently, Briggs, the new DA, who is decriminalizing crime in New York. What's his name, Greg? Braggs?
No, Bragg.
Bragg, okay.
Thanks for the correction. Bragg is getting a lot of heat. You know, he hasn't been in office a month, and he is getting amazing heat. And big-time corporate liberals are even crashing down on him. And yet, you know, his response is, I'm not communicating. This is a communication problem. I mean, it's my fault. It's my fault people are angry because I'm right. You guys don't understand it yet. So I have to figure out a way to explain it to you dummies.
And every time he tries to do that, he is obviously doubling, tripling, and quadrupling down, and he's just digging himself a hole. When we come back, we'll take it over to Justin and get his thoughts on it. On the other side of this break, we're already at the bottom of the hour. The Roundtable, Armed American Radio Classic every week, continues right after this. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hey guys, Mark here, and you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact gel made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Don't forget to use the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com. Welcome back. Yeah, welcome back indeed. It has been a long week. Now remember, Sundays, this show live on hundreds of radio stations around the country is the beginning of your week. It's not the end of your week. We live for this show. We gear up for it all week long. And a couple reminders for you. Number one, you can now buy some Armed American Radio logoed gear. I took delivery of my glass with the I bought my own AAR pint glass. I love the thing. It's fantastic. You can get one too. It runs about $14 on the site. ArmedAmericanRadio.com. And then just click on the Shop Now button and get the gear. The Windbreaker is one of the coolest things. It's wildly popular. Grab it before it goes. I'm not sure if it's on back order or not again already. I think it may have sold out. If not, if it did, it'll only be about another 6 days. So go ahead and grab it. It'll ship right away. And you'll get a message telling you where it is and track it and all that really cool stuff. And you'll know when it's delivered. But you'll love some of the stuff that we have up there. It's in its infancy. We're going to be adding all kinds of really new products. Some of our partner products will be up there. You'll get some car hats, Thompson hats. All that stuff's coming. But I kind of jumped the gun, pun intended. I wanted to get that shop open for you and get some logo gear in your hands ASAP, so you can pick up some hats, some T-shirts, logoed T-shirts, some hoodies. Perfect time of the year for that. And as I said, the pint glass, and you can also pick up that windbreaker. Really cool stuff. And make sure, please, to support all of our partners that make all of this possible. ArmedAmericanRadio.com. You can find them all there. Justin Moon, let's go back to you. Greg and I were talking during the break about the Rock and a Hard Place cops find themselves in. It's different in different cities. It's different. I mean, I can promise you this. The Georgia State Patrol, I don't care what it's for. They treat you differently than the New Jersey State Patrol. I don't care why they're stopping you. They do. It's just the way it is. And I know you know that. You know, how do you feel about this? How do you answer that question?
Well, you know, Mark, I've been thinking about this issue, and it's a very pertinent issue for Americans to consider, because in America, we've been blessed with really good law enforcement for most of our country's history. But, you know, during these troubling times, especially with COVID and the way that our country is fragmenting into two Americas, this communist socialist left versus the traditional America, I think we're at a crossroads in our, you know, country's existence, that we have to actually make a discernment and determination as to which America the law enforcement agency is in. For example, if giving some thought to it, I mean, it would be a mistake to say all law enforcement in every country in the world are the good guys. Look at North Korea.
Right.
Would you say the law enforcement in North Korea are the good guys? Would you care if a law enforcement officer in North Korea met an untimely end? I don't know. I personally, my father served in a concentration camp in North Korea, death camp, for two years and a month. I would probably applaud if a North Korean police officer met an untimely end. Now, you know, you have the case of Nazi Germany. Germany was a democratic state. But then overnight, it became a dictatorship, and the police went from being good guys to bad guys. Am I supposed to cry over a Nazi cop dying? I don't know.
Right.
I don't think so. I mean, this is a pertinent question now, because countries that we know and love, like Australia, Canada, these were free countries just a few months ago, and now they're tyrannical North Korean-like oligarchies.
You're right, because we're seeing the Democrat Party is forcing this on us, this desired shift of theirs to change this country, to radicalize it to the far left, is forcing that change. And law enforcement, unfortunately, is bearing the brunt of that. Would you agree with that? Am I right there?
I think we have a tremendous deal of soul searching our nation needs to do. And I wouldn't jump to any conclusions either way. And I'm still, you know, torn in many ways. But I'm looking at the historical picture, and I'm thinking, you know, individuals in Nazi Germany were great people, but they went along with horrible tyranny, and they did horrible things because they went along with it.
Brad, jump in here as an ex-cop. We're seeing this being forced on us. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I would disagree that Canada and Australia were, you know, bastions of freedom or free countries even before COVID. I mean, they were not, you know, obviously they weren't, dictatorships or authoritarian. Well, they were authoritarian because they never had the protections of the Constitution that we have. They don't recognize those individual freedoms. And so it's a good example of what can happen when you don't have individual freedoms that are respected by the government and documented, you know, by a constitution, is that then you have a government that can go wild and use a police force as essentially their shock troops and to enforce, whatever they want to put on the people. Beyond that, you know, just me personally, this isn't anything against Canadians, Australians, or really anyone. We can go to the worst case scenario, the North Koreans or the Chinese or whatever. I frankly don't really care about anybody in this world besides Americans. There are a few others that do hold a special place in my heart. I mean, I love the country of Spain. My wife is from there. I got family there. You know, I do pay attention to what goes on there. But first and foremost, the only thing that matters to me is what happens in this country. This is where I live. This is my home. And, you know, we have been blessed with, for decades and for centuries now, an ethos, a national ethos that respects the individual in our liberties. And we have a lot of cops on the street that's what they believe. They are in a rock and a hard place. One thing you can see right now, you ask anybody who works in law enforcement, there is a massive shortage of qualified applicants to fill these jobs.
Right.
You have police departments that are several hundred officers short because nobody wants these jobs because they've been made such a terrible way to make a living because, one, you're not paid very well. And even if you do manage to get paid pretty good, like your administrators are terrible. You're at the whim of dirtbag politicians. And as we touched on before, if you live in a blue city, it's going to be even worse because, you know, those people, for whatever reason, when you're a leftist, when you see the opportunity to exert control over people, these people, they can't help themselves. And they will use whatever they have at their means and whether disposal to do it, which happens to be the police, if they can get away with it. And you have, you know, upper echelon police administrators that go along with it because they've been off the street for 20 years and they become politicians themselves. So, you know, the profession has some issues they need to sort out, I think. But at the same time, you know, it does matter to our way of life. You know, good cop, bad cop, whatever, if one of them gets killed, okay? It matters because, you know, as it affects the overall profession. I don't know these officers that were killed in New York City or other places. They may have been good cops. They might have been bad cops. I don't know. But you talk to any cop on the street that's doing this job right now, maybe a good cop, and they hear about a guy who's a lot like them getting smoked on his shift and not seeing his kids. They don't think, well, maybe he had it coming. You know, they think that could have been me. And then those guys start thinking, well, is this job worth it? And a lot of them right now are making that decision saying, you know what, it's not worth it. Because people are getting killed doing this job for, you know, terrible money. And then they're getting, you know, criticism and slings and arrows from every direction. They can't win. You know, so I think we do need to care, you know, first and foremost about the profession, about the people who are doing it. And we do need to get better at getting rid of the ones who have no business being there. But it matters. Every one of those guys that doesn't get to go home, it matters.
Absolutely, it does. Well said. We're getting ready to take a break. We're coming back with the final segment. We'll take it to Neil. There has to be a change here. And, you know, guys, honestly, we witnessed this happen overnight. Overnight. And it all came from Democrat leftist politicians. Literally overnight. And you have to wonder what it is about their sick, twisted ideology that would attack our nation's law enforcement and demonize them when they found the opportunity to do that. You think about that one during the break. We'll be back. We'll let Neil McCabe answer that one. Don't go away.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15-style rifles, AR-style pistols, bolt-action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family-owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
Hey guys, it's Mark, and you know, from listening to the program, you're very well aware that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business, but what you didn't know is there are now over 6 million registered users. 6 million registered users, think about that for a second. And it gets better, because those 6 million registered users can view over 1 million items listed every single day. 1 million items every single day. I promise that what you can't find on your store shelves, you can find at GunBroker.com, and you will. It's real simple to register. Visit GunBroker.com today to get started. 100% free, always will be. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
I had an opportunity to hang out with Dr. Gorka for a little while and some others at the at what would have been the Beretta booth, which was turned into the media booth. And they did quite the job over there. It was very impressive at the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show. We returned back about 3:30 in the morning yesterday. It's been a long few days, but it was an awful lot of fun. And I was glad to see it back, albeit a thinner version of itself. But I'm going to be honest with you, I really enjoyed it. It made it a lot easier. Those of you who are looking for a write-up, keep your eyes on Armed American News. I'll be doing that over the next couple days when I can get my feet firmly planted on the ground. And there are others out there, Stephen Gutowski at The Reload, and others who are writing about it. There were some very cool stuff there, and you got to see a lot more because it wasn't as crowded. So if you're interested in that kind of stuff, you also might want to look at some of the write-ups over at thegunfeed.com. We'll drive you over there, where there's some great shot show writings and some of the cool things that we're seeing there. Here we are, final segment. All of this presented to you by X Insurance in the Carr Firearms Group studios, of course, on the Lead Slingers microphone. I'm going to flip it over to Neil McCabe now. These segments have just been flying by, guys. Neil, thanks for your patience. What is it about the twisted ideology of the left that when they saw an opportunity to destroy American law enforcement, actually took it and ran with it?
Well, they've destroyed everything else. Certainly, they've destroyed our schools, our cities, our health care. You know, why wouldn't they? Principally, what they're concerned about is institutions or communities that they perceive as conservative, or places where you might not be conservative when you become a police officer, but by the time you retire, you're conservative. And so any kind of institution or community that has the effect of making people more conservative is going to be a problem and they're going to destroy it. And then when they say they want to defund the police, they're really not saying they want to defund the police. What they're saying is we want to take that money and we want to spend it on something else and, in effect, rebuild a police force in our image.
I'm not even sure I know how to respond to that because it begs the question why. Greg, you said, wow, when you were listening to Neil talk about they've destroyed everything else, and then he went down the litany of the things they touched, you went, wow, is that because you hadn't thought about it that way?
No, it's because that's what I was actually thinking to say during the break, and we got started talking about barbecue recipes. I was absolutely going to say they have attacked every one of our institutions from the medical practice, from law enforcement to government to everything has been absolutely attacked, where now when we look at it with a skeptical eye, and we look at it with unsure and unsafe feelings when it comes to dealing with any of these entities.
Yeah, I agree. Go ahead real quick. Go ahead.
I'll just say quick that, you know, the other thing is, you know, when you look at, say, like the way they've destroyed the institution of marriage and the nuclear family, is which was set up to raise children, you know, basically what they've done is they've taken things that people relied on to be independent and to thrive on their own. And they've basically created this kind of chaos, and they've taken off the guardrails. And so now people are dependent in this chaos. People become more dependent on the government. Well, and who controls the government?
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's the government dependence is the ultimate goal. I can't help, and I tweet this out every time I see you. I'll tell you just a story that angers me beyond belief. Justin, I have kids. My kids participated in sports when they were younger. Now, my daughter's going to college and working on her academics, and my son is a junior and no longer participating. He's working on, so he's like the 34th in his class. He's doing amazing. And when I see this story about this biological male swimming against biological females at Penn, breaking all of these records, this is a male who swam with the male team before transitioning, and I see the NCAA supporting this nonsense, it angers me beyond belief. And I want to know why universities, because I believe we've lost our institutions. And part of our problem is that we allowed this to happen as conservatives. We lost pop culture, movies, music. We lost the media. And we lost our institutes of higher learning. My question, Justin, I guess, is how do we get it back, brother?
Well, you know, we're not going to get it back unless we become discerning. If we look at all Americans and all Americans as being Americans, then we are fooling ourselves because we are no longer one country with one culture. We are a divided country. There is two Americas. One is the America that we know and love, and the other is this totalitarian, dictatorial, communist, tyrannical, socialist new left. If we don't start discerning all the institutions with that understanding, then we won't be able to have any institutions which we can rely on.
The mainstream media has allowed this to occur by gaslighting Americans for years. And when you throw tech on top of this, I've been preaching this for 13 years on national radio. I stand by every word I've said. It's all coming true. Big tech, social media, a media pushing, a large corporate media pushing a particular political agenda, in this particular case, that leftist agenda that Justin just described, Brad, combined with a 24-hour instantaneous cycle, this is a recipe for disaster. I believe before we can fix anything, the media needs to be fixed. And I don't know how that gets done, Brad.
You know, I mean, it's I got to think about this the other day, actually. So probably the biggest mistake, one of the biggest mistakes we've made as a people was basically allowing college attendance or enrollment get you out of the draft. That put a lot of leftists, constantly a lot of leftists into the universities in this country. And then we also didn't prosecute draft dodgers. Draft dodgers should have been prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, in my opinion. You don't get to maintain all the benefits of citizenship when you duck one of your main responsibilities of citizenship, which is serving in the armed services when your country needs you. That is how we ended up with leftists owning our universities.
It's a great point. Never thought about it that way.
Yeah. You know what? It is certainly an uphill battle right now. But one of the things that we can do, or one of the things we have to do, is although right now the urge to disengage from these institutions is really strong for people like us, because you are outnumbered, and every day you feel like you're beating your head against the wall. We can't quit. We can't disengage. You have to stay in the fight. You have to, you know, we need people like us that are taking jobs in administrative jobs in city government, local government. All politics are local or start local. You know, we have to keep participating in picking off this low hanging fruit, whether it be at universities, whether it be, you know, working at DMV, like any of these places where we can influence how the government behaves beyond voting, but how the government actually takes action and how it behaves. You know, if we can get those reins and we stay with it, we might be able to make some progress. And we can take the media when we take the universities back.
You know, I think you're right, and I'm hopeful that the midterms are a turn in the right direction there. But it comes down to accountability is what this comes down to. It comes down to personal responsibility, of course, and accountability. We've got to hold these people who have allowed this to happen accountable for what they have done. And I'm hopeful that the midterms will begin that shift. But I'm not 100% confident. I'm going to tell you that flat out. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. I hope you enjoyed the show today. Gosh, it came up quick on us, and it ended quick on us. Three of the fastest hours in radio. Justin Moon, CEO of Carr Arms, thank you. Brad Primo, CEO of Ledslinger's Whiskey, thank you. Neil McCabe, the gold fellow, the fellow at the Gold Institute. There it is. I think I got that right. From Parts Unknown, who's getting his Boston accent back. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is going to get up and do it again tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Ledslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Ledslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit ledslingerswhiskey.com today.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear. And nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.